VOC Breakfast, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.
8:53 on VOC Breakfast to 91.3 FM. Continuing the conversation, then joining us on the line now from the Institute for Security Studies is Willem Els. Willem, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to you.
Traditionally, as our conversation has sort of been going this morning, women have been viewed as the victims of particularly violent crime. I mean, there's a big focus on gender-based violence, for example, and at times the assumption is that gender-based violence is focused on women only. More recently, though, we've seen a rise in female perpetrators, and we've listed, of course, a range of different cases now before the court, and that have concluded. Matters that have concluded in which women have been the alleged perpetrators rather than the victims. Do you see that reflected statistically?
Yes, that's a very interesting point. You know, one of the most under-researched topics in this field is actually what we are talking about now. But if we look back in the history, you know, if you look at violent crimes where women have been involved, you know, I think the Bonnie and Clyde sort of scenario, we all remember that. And then also in the South African context, we had a few violent crime or suspects that were convicted, female suspects. And that is like, for instance, your Daisy de Melke and those cases. But we saw that that traditionally your females and your women, they normally played a supporting role, logistics and couriers and all of that. Where now, especially in recent weeks and months, we saw that there was a surge in this field where women were actually the perpetrators.
Yeah. I'm wondering then from the data if there are specific sort of type of crimes or categories of crimes that sort of female involvement in particular in the role of the perpetrators are listed, or if it's rather focused on a variety of different crimes.
Yes, I think if you look at the data that is available, as I mentioned, these very scarce is just that available. But what we see is traditionally your females are more involved with your economic crimes. But as you mentioned, you know, the violent crimes are coming to the fore more and more. I think one of the examples is the Rosemary and Luba case, where that police female police officer was sentenced, and there's another case. Is currently before court, a similar case, also for these women that is killed people for fraud. So that is on the rise. But I think also, you know, the case, the Justin Smith case here in the Western Cape, I think that focused us more on actually the role that women can play.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you view this particular conversation differently, considering the various allegations against women across the board. We've had, for example, a teacher here in the Western Cape that's been accused of sexual, inappropriate sexual harassment of a learner. We've had the Tiffany Meeks case up in Johannesburg that's currently ongoing. We've had Jocelyn Smith, and there've been a range of different different crimes related to children in particular. And I'm wondering if you view this conversation differently considering these cases, but also with the data that you have available.
Yeah, I think we should. And I think there are two things mainly that contribute to that. In the first place, if you look at the percentage of women that are, for instance, in our prisons, it's about less than 2.5%. So the percentage of convicted felons, make about almost the majority of them are men. But we see, I think, mainly because, of course, your social media, the better reporting of these cases and the prominence of these cases actually highlights them and make them coming more to the front. But traditionally, if we look at the way women featured and are featuring today, so it's in the field of human trafficking and also where sexual abuse in the role of your prostitutes, the madams at the brothels and all of those, and with the exploitation of women and for that case children is predominantly where we see women play a more and more prominent role.
Yeah. I'm wondering then also, where to then from here, and what does it say about the state of security, particularly for children and for those most vulnerable in our society?
Yeah, you see, and they always, you know, we've got the campaign of against women and children on GBV violence, etc. But that's only for 1 month. I think it should become more prominent. It should become one of our priorities when we look at that, because those are the most frail side of our population. So I think more focus should be focused on that. But also, you see, the problem that we have and that is how we as a society is dealing with these type of crimes and so on, and especially when the victims come to report it. You know, the police have got their SOPs, their standard operating procedures, and so on, where they have or are supposed to have some special treatment for these victims that come to report these crimes. But we see that is not being rolled out, or it's been rolled out and it fell into disarray, and it is victims to come and report. So I think from that respect, that perspective, we need to focus more on that, make it more conducive for these people to come and report it, and the support base that is being provided to them after that. Because a lot of these crimes go unreported because of the stigma and the fear of the victims that actually want to report it.
Yeah, and perhaps that in and of itself tells a story that the numbers can't tell us, unfortunately. For now, though, Willem Els from the Institute for Security Studies. So thank you so much for your time this morning.